Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Christ International Community Church. We are a Christ-centered, Bible-believing church that is bridging ethnic, racial, and national boundaries to unite people into a growing community of committed believers. We love one family at a time through acceptance, caring, transformation, intercession, outreach, and nurturing. Now, enjoy one of the most comprehensive and down-to-earth teachings as taught at Christ International Community Church.
Brother Ben read for us so well. You can see it's a sermon on his own. It's really self-explanatory. You can even say Paul was preaching, right? So, in a way, he's already done my job for me. Yeah. All I just want to do is look at certain aspects of what he was talking about and see how we can apply that to our own lives. That's all I just want to do. As you listen to that lesson, you will see that Paul is still on the case of the false prophets. Remember, we've been talking about these false prophets now. We've talked about it for about two Sundays. And this time he was trying to bring out another common trait that you find in false prophets. Something that we see as being common in this present day. There are a lot of self-appointed apostles and prophets and general overseers out there. What you find about these people is that they tend to boast a lot. They boast about all kinds of things. Both the ones they can do and the ones they cannot do. They boast about it. So Paul is telling us in this passage that boasting in our strengths, even if it is your strength, is nothing but utter foolishness. It's a very direct passage. I'm hoping it shouldn't take long at all, but you know me. I say it won't take long, then I start talking. God help me. Let's go through it very quickly. Let's pray. Father in heaven, just come and take absolute control at this moment. We need your strength. We need your strength. And we need your wisdom. We need your knowledge to be able to understand what Paul is telling us here. So let your word come the way you intended it. And let it be received the way you intended it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. One thing I noticed in this passage, and if you read it the way I read it, because sometimes we're reading and we see different parts of, I can tell you if I read this passage again next month, I'm going to see something else. You know, but when I was reading it this time, if you know the way my mind was working, I said, oh my God, Paul is boasting. Yeah. But then I immediately saw it that he was forced to boast. And I thought, oh, okay, that's fine. He's boasting, but he was forced to boast. But then as I continued to read the passage, then I realized what he was doing. That what he was doing can be called boasting, but it's a different kind of boasting entirely. And maybe when we go through it a little bit, you will understand, and then we'll, you know, spend a couple of minutes to just understand how does this apply to us. Because what is the point of talking about Paul's boasting if we cannot apply it to our lives? Right? Amen. But he's been forced to boast because he had to defend his apostleship. You know, some people have been going to Corinth to badmouth him. That's the way we'll say it. To talk about how he's not a true apostle, and you know, how he's a fraud, how he's a liar, how he's a charlatan. So he had to basically defend himself. And of course, this is normal that even false teachers try to destroy the truth. So they went to Corinth to try to defend Paul. So Paul was trying to defend himself and then, you know, went into what you could call boasting. But if you look at the way he started in this particular, actually, if you look at the whole 2 Corinthians chapter 11 itself, the first verse in that chapter, he said, I hope you will put up with me in a little foolishness. So he knew right away he was going into something you can call foolishness. Then if you look at the one that we read today, that verse 16, he went back to that issue of foolishness again. He said, I repeat, let no one take me for a fool. But if you do, then tolerate me just as you would tolerate who? A fool. So that I may do a little boasting. So Paul knows that what he is going to do now, boasting, is foolishness. All right? He said, but please, tolerate me. And that's why I say this is a different kind of boasting. And you will see that in every step of the way, as he sets out to do this boasting, you will realize that he was doing a different kind of boasting entirely. Because he points out each time that boasting is wrong. And then he goes on anyway to so-called boast. But before I go into what Paul was doing, do you know there are different types of boasting? Because that will allow us to understand this Paul's boasting, you know, and see it maybe in a different light. And so what I do normally is when I begin to see that there are different sides to a particular phenomenon like that, a word as it is in this case, I go into the dictionary and see what does boasting mean. So I went into the dictionary, and what I came out with was the definition of boasting. He said, to boast is to talk with excessive pride and self-satisfaction about one's achievements, possessions, or abilities. So you're boasting when you talk with excessive pride about what you have achieved, when you talk excessively about your possession, and when you talk with excessive pride about your abilities. So that is boasting. In fact, you will see that achievements, abilities, possessions can be considered a strength. Right? In our society, that's considered a strength, right? So if you boast in those things, then you'll be boasting from a position of strength. Right? So you are boasting in your strength. But what we see now in this world is that we still see people who boast in their strength, but we also see people who boast in their non-strength. I'm not talking about their weakness. I'm talking about their non-strength. Something that is not their strength. It's not necessarily their weakness, but it's not their strength. But they still boast in it anyway. Amen? And my people have a word for it in Nigeria. When you see people who boast about their non-strength, our people say they are forming. They say, why are you forming now? When they tell you, why are you forming? They are telling you that you are boasting in something you know you really cannot do. Amen? So there are a lot of people who form these days. And there are those who boast in their imagined strength. In their mind, they have that strength. But they don't. We all know they don't. But in their own mind, they have it. So they still boast about it. And of course, there are people like Paul who boast in their weakness. Now, can you call boasting in weakness a boasting? If the definition of boasting is to boast in something that you have achieved, that you possess, and your ability to do some things. So if you are now weak and you boast in that, is that boasting really? So that's why I say this is a different kind of boasting. Amen? Let me give you an illustration of forming. And this one is me. This is about me now. I traveled to Rome in 1977. I may have told this story in this church before. I went there with some colleagues. That was my first time of going out of Nigeria. Ever going out of the shores of Nigeria. First time in, you know, outside the country. So I don't really know anything. So the first thing is, we went to a shop to buy shoes. And I didn't understand the sizes. I was lost completely. I have never seen sizes like that before. In Nigeria, in those days, we would talk about size 8, size 9, size 10. But I got to this place and they were saying 30-something, 40-something. So I didn't know what to do. And there was this other boy that went with us. At that time, I didn't know. He, too, has never traveled out of Nigeria before. We were the same, but he was farming. He said, no, and he likes to use this language. He said, hey, you Jew man. He calls people Jew man. So he just called me a Jew man. Jew man, you don't even know your size. He said, let me look at your food. That's your size right there. And I believe him because he was boasting. You know, so I bought the shoe. I went and wore it. It was a little snug. I said, it's a little snuggle. He said, that's your size. You don't you know? You're a bushman, Papa. You don't know that when you buy a shoe like that, you have to work with it first before it becomes okay. I say, oh, I didn't know. Sorry. So I bought it. Poor man from like me from Odogbolu, what do I know? I've never been to Rome before. So I bought the shoe. Oh, then there came the test for this shoe. We went on a whole day trip. So I decided to knock my new shoe. The whole day. Went from island to island, Naples, Sorrento, Firenze, you know, just go all over the place. By half of the day, I could not walk again. Burning, seriously, and I was like that. So we came back from the trip, and as the bus dropped us, and we were going to our hotel, I was again started limping again. Guess who was making fun of me? My former man. Started making fun of me, say, look at this Jew man. Eh? Somebody buy shoe and he didn't know it's too tight for him. In the meantime, he advised me to buy this shoe. So I lost control of myself. I just lost my cool. I said, if you talk again, I will deal with you. You don't know me. I can kill somebody. You don't know me. See me too, I started for me. I have never killed anybody before. So nobody can ever tell me that was my strength. But right there, I was swarming and saying that I can kill somebody. I will kill you right now if you make fun of me again about this shoe. Busting and, you know, I was in serious pain. And I had to form to get him to stop making fun of me because he got me to buy this shoe in the first place. And now he's the one that is making fun of me. You know, so those are the kind of boastings we have. You know, you boast in something you know you cannot really do. And then there are those who boast in their strengths, really. And those, of course, like Paul, who boast in their strength. But if you follow Paul very well, you will find that boasting is not something that he likes to do. In any case, whether even in weakness or in strength, he would rather not. So even his boasting in his weakness was because he was forced to boast. So he had to boast in, rather than boast in his strength, he decided, I would rather boast in my weakness. Amen? And like I said before, he considers people that boast or the very act of boasting itself as foolishness. He hates it, he resents it, and he doesn't even like to defend himself, but he was pinned to a corner, and he had to do what he had to do. Let's see what boasting in weakness entails. And we find that Paul is more comfortable talking about his weaknesses. In fact, he's happy to do that. Paul is more comfortable talking about his inabilities rather than his abilities. He is more comfortable calling himself the chief of sinners Amen. He is very comfortable saying that he is what he is by the grace of God and the grace of God alone. That is, there is nothing about what I did myself. Everything about me is by the grace of God. He is very comfortable saying that he is a clay pot. I'm just a clay pot. And what happens to clay pots? You put it on the ground like this, it breaks. So he knows. He said he's a clay pot. He sees himself as a fool. He said he's been homeless before. He sees himself as a weakling. He sees himself as a garbage of the world. Yes, you know, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 10 to 13. Read all of those and you will see all those adjectives there, the way Paul qualifies himself. Amen? He is very comfortable saying he's a former blasphemer, you know, a persecutor, a violent man who had only been shown mercy. This comes very easy for him, but when it comes to boasting in his own strength, he finds those things very difficult to do. Let's have a glimpse of Paul's boastings. You know, Benjamin read it for us earlier, but let's put some emphasis on those words right now so that we can understand what. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11 from verse 21 this time, he said, to my shame, I admit that we were too weak for that. He was talking about some things before, you know, some things he could talk about. Then he said, to my shame, I admit that we were too weak for that. Whatever anyone else dares to boast about, they can boast about it. That's what Paul is saying. I am speaking as a fool. I also dare to boast about. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they Abraham's descendants? So am I. Are they servants of Christ? Then he paused and said, I am out of my mind to talk like this. That means I don't even want to go that way. Because going that way means I want to start boasting the way they boast. So I can't even bring myself to boast the way they boast. Amen? Because those are strengths. He was a descendant of who? Of Abraham. He was a what? A servant of Christ. Those are things you can. And in those days, if you are an Israelite, you can boast about that too. You are a Jew. So he found himself saying those things and then he stopped short. He said, I must be foolish and out of my mind to begin to talk like this. This is not the way I talk. And now, when I first read that, I was thinking, okay, he's ready to give it to them now. But then he continues. And you can see the way he changed the thing here. Say, I have watched more harder. I have been in prison more frequently. I have been flogged more severely. And been exposed to death again and again. Now tell me, who do you know that boasts about going to prison? Is that something you boast about? That I've been to prison many times. Me, you don't know me. I go to prison just like that. Is this something you boast about? Now he has switched. He started talking about his weaknesses. He's not talking about his strength anymore now. He has switched because he wasn't comfortable talking about strength. He just switched. Then he continued. 5 times I received from the Jews 40 lashes minus one. That's 39. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was pelted with stones. Have you seen somebody who boasts like that? That when I walk on the street, they just stone me. Is that boasting? And I couldn't do anything about it. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my fellow Jews, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false believers. Constantly in danger. Weakness. I have labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst and have often gone without food. These are weaknesses. You don't go out there and start talking that you have not eaten. People will ask you why. You don't have money to eat. Amen. I have been cold and naked. Why? Because you cannot afford to buy clothes. What's your? These are not things you boast about. These are definitely weaknesses. These are not strengths. Amen. Besides everything else, I face daily the pressure of my concern for all the churches. Who is weak and I do not feel weak? Who is led into sin and I do not inwardly burn? People will look at somebody like this, they say he's a weakling. Because somebody has problems, then you begin to have that same problem. Because somebody is weak, you too begin to weak. They would look at him and see him as somebody that is just too weak. But that's what he was doing. He was boasting in his weakness. These days, it's different. We have pastors who will always boast about things God has done through them. And they will boast about those things as if they did them. In fact, many times you see them, they don't remember to give any glory to God about it. They will say, oh, they don't know me. I just shouted and I said, power! Holy Ghost fire! And the man fell down. You know, they will just talk about what they did. They forget that whatever is happening is being done through them by God. So they boast in those things as if it is their own strength. We have pastors who will boast about things they think God is doing through them. It's not really through them, but they think it is through them. Pastors who will boast about things that is far from what God is doing through them. And pastors who will outright just lie and say they have done things they have never done before. We have pastors who will make use of the power of darkness but come out and tell folks that it is Holy Spirit that is working in them. That's what we have these days. So different from Paul. They don't talk about how weak they are. They talk about how strong they are. And when they are talking about how strong they are, they don't remember to say it's God that gave them that strength. Amen? And what is worse is that we have people of God who also just lap this up and believe them. Even when they are being lied to, they just believe it. Just like we had in Corinth, people just believe all the shenanigans that were going on. So Paul here is having to boast a little. Reluctantly, but also differently. Rather than boast in his strength, he decided to boast in his weakness. Let's continue about Paul's boasting in chapter 12. He said, I must go on boasting. Although there is nothing to be gained, I will go on to visions and revelations from the Lord. And look at this very funny passage. I don't know how many of you understand it the way I was looking at it. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Who is Paul talking about here? Does anyone know? Whether it was in the body or out of the body, I do not know. Only God knows. And I know that this man, whether it's in the body or apart from the body, I do not know, but God knows, was caught up to paradise and heard inexpressible things, things that no one is permitted to tell. This man is not even comfortable about talking about his own strength. He is the one that has his revelations. But he's talking about himself in the third person. As if it is not him. Because he cannot even come to the point of saying that I had revelations and I went to the third heaven. He cannot even say it comfortably. Because he could not boast about himself. He could not boast about his strength. So he had to say that he knows one man. As if that man is different from him himself. Well, he was talking about himself. Why? Why? He cannot bring himself to talk about himself in flattering terms. And then he went on and said, if I should choose to boast, I will not be a fool, because I will be speaking the truth. But I refrain, so no one will think more of me than is warranted. Do you hear that? Does anyone see how important that particular verse is? The reason he does not want to boast in his strength is because he does not want anyone to think about him more than what? More than is warranted. What sign is that? That is a sign of humility. This is a man who is humble almost to a fault. This man is a perfect example of humility. Permit me to say, not like Jesus Christ. But as much as a worldly man like us can be, Paul was humble. Because he cannot even talk about strength. He can only bring himself to talk about his weakness. One little slip that he started talking about his strength immediately brought him, say, he said, I must be out of my mind talking this way. Then he went on and then started going to the ones that he can easily talk about. He says, therefore, in order to keep me from being conceited, this is changing the topic again. I was given a thorn in my flesh. He basically changed it back to his weakness again. He changed it back to things that he's suffering from, instead of things that he has accomplished. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That's why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses. So he's telling us exactly why he boasts in weaknesses. He's telling us. So that we don't need to even interpret this one. The man is already telling us. He said, that's why I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties, because I know when I am weak, then I am strong. Amen. If Paul decides to boast in his strength, we know that what he will talk about is true. But he decided not to do that. We also notice that even boasting about what is true is still so difficult for him. And it's so difficult because this is a man that is highly devoted to humility. And he sees all boasting as foolish and worldly. So if Paul wants to boast, he says, you want to know whether I'm an apostle of the truth? Look at what I have suffered. Somebody else will say, you want to know whether I'm an apostle of the truth? See what I have accomplished. That's how somebody would boast. But Paul says, you want to see whether I'm an apostle of truth? See what I have suffered. Do you see the difference? So completely different. This is because of his humility. This is because of his humility. You want to know whether I faithfully speak the word of God? Look at the hostilities that I generate among people. So his first credential and his experience is that of suffering. If you compare that to popular or famous men of God today, this is what you find. They don't suffer. Right? Typically, they're very rich. Right? They ride the best cars, and some of them even have jets. Typically, they are very comfortable. Paul lived a very uncomfortable life. They don't live a life in a world of hostility and persecution. They live in a world of comfort and wealth and prosperity. Many of them, once they see little persecution coming their way, they run. If they think government is going to do about them, they run. They don't even wait. Why? Because they, or let me say we, are part of the system. That's why. And therefore, the system is not hostile to us. Latter-day men of God are successful. They draw huge crowds. They are thought of as great men, and they are hailed as heroes. But in Paul's time, men of God tend to suffer persecution. They tend to suffer hostility. They tend to suffer false accusation, and sometimes they suffer physical harm. And his second credential to defend himself, and I'm going through this very quickly because I can see my time is gone, is men of God these days are not sympathetic at all. But Paul's second credential was his sympathy. He said, is there anyone weak that I don't feel weak? You know? He has concern for the brethren. Men of God these days don't care. The last is, you know, especially those famous ones among them, the last is when they are in front of that altar and they are calling all the fire to come down. Once they leave that room, you can't even see them. Many of them have bodyguards. So you can suffer your own out there and they will be in their cocoon where they are protected by bodyguards. Can you call that having sympathy for people? No. No. So this is where Paul is different. This is where Paul is different. But this is what I want to bring out here. And I titled my message, It's Okay to be Weak. It's okay to be weak. If we look at this passage very closely, we come out with four major points. One is that boasting in strength is foolish. Two, boasting in strength is worldly. That's what we do in this world. That's what we do. Three, if you must boast, then only boast about weaknesses. And that brings the fourth one, because when you boast in weaknesses, it's because there is strength in weakness. These are 4 points that I get from this Paul's passage. That's what he's saying. He was forced to boast, not for his own sake, but for the sake of truth. But then he ultimately turned it around. Instead of boasting in his strength, he started boasting in his weaknesses. There's nothing wrong with being weak. You see, Apostle Paul does not see anything wrong with being weak. I don't see anything wrong with being weak before. Also, too. I am not Paul. I am not like Paul. But I can tell you, I have been accused many times of being weak. And I tell people, that's fine. There is nothing wrong with being weak. But there is nothing wrong, especially with being perceived as being weak. Amen? Because it's only in weakness that you can get strength. In chapter 2, Paul says his strength, in chapter 12, his strength is in his weakness. Why is there strength in weakness? It may not be very apparent to us, but we are dealing with a very humble Paul. And one of the biggest characteristics of humility is weakness. Amen? It is only those who are weak and need the intervention of God in their favor that can express humility. You see, humility is knowing that you are not all that. Humility is about knowing the limit of your own strength. Humility is knowing that you and everything about you are because of God. And that it is not because of you. That it is not by your power. It is not by anything that you know how to do. Or it is not by anything that you have done or anything that you will do that you are able to do the things that you do. That is humility. Humility is about having power to use, but having the resilience to know that you do not have to use it. Amen? That is humility, because you know that the ultimate power belongs to God. Humility is understanding that I have this problem and I cannot solve it by myself, but I have to go to God to solve it. People may look at you that you are weak because you cannot solve a certain problem, but it is because you are weak. That's exactly why God comes and intervenes in your problem. Because the word of God says, those who are humble, they will pray to God and he will answer them. How about those who are not humble? You can do it by yourself now, so you don't need God. You don't need God. So there is really nothing wrong to appear, you know, in appearing weak. There's nothing wrong at all with appearing weak. When we pray from a position of weakness, God answers us. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ himself says, blessed are the humble, for they will inherit the earth. If you are strong and you boast in your strength, then God leaves you and your strength alone. I mean now, you already have enough strength and power to solve all of your problems. So what does it matter if folks think that you are weak? There is strength in weakness. Because weakness, like I said before, is the ultimate sign of humility. You see, a lot of people think they are humble. Many people think they are humble. But let me tell you, it is very easy to be humble when you are nobody. All right? It is very, very easy to be humble when you are inferior. But it is very challenging to be humble when you are somebody uniquely called by God, uniquely gifted by God, and when you have been exalted the way Apostle Paul has been exalted. That's why you find a lot of people that are highly talented, people that have a lot of talent. They find it very difficult to be humble because they flaunt their talents. They think their talents make them all that and more. So they find it very difficult to be humble. But if you have all those talents and you are able to use them and still at the same time know that it is all by the grace of God and still appear weak and humble, then you know you are expressing humility. There is nothing wrong with being weak. There is nothing wrong with being weak. It's fine to be weak. In fact, our usefulness as disciples of Jesus come from our weakness, not from our strength. It is foolish to boast about our strength because when you boast in your strength, God is not in that equation. God uses trials, also known as our weaknesses, to make us depend on his own strength. Amen? So when you are weak, you have no choice but to depend on God. When you are strong, you tend to depend on yourself. And there are some people who think they know people that are strong, and then they want to depend on them. That's also a mistake. Amen? We only need to depend on God. Our weaknesses also always show the strength of God. When you boast in your strength, you are invariably saying that you can do anything by yourself. Paul, the apostle, was a unique apostle because, I don't know how to put this, it is unique to be able to boast about your superiority in such a way as to manifest humility. You see, Paul was trying to be foolish like those people and tried to defend his apostleship. And a talented man like he was, you know, needed to boast about his superiority. But he did it in a way that still showed that he's a humble man. That is a very difficult thing to do. And for those who are talented, and for those who have achieved a lot in this world, we need to learn something from Paul. Do not focus so much on your strengths. Amen? Yes, when you are trying to do something, you focus on your strength. Because you use your strength to achieve what you want to. But when you are talking to people, amen? When you are trying to lead people, when you are trying to encourage people, the idea is not to focus on your own strength. Because actually, let me tell you the truth, people will learn more from your weaknesses than they will learn from your strength. Amen? Because when they know your weaknesses, they already see your strength. People see your strength. Let me tell you, they see it. They've seen your strength. So when you now focus on your weakness, and in their mind, they see the strength you have shown, then they understand that you have overcome something in order to be able to have that strength that you have. Amen? So when you want to boast, there is no point boasting in your strength. We already know it. It's like Paul. They already know his strength. He's been preaching to them. He's been converting thousands. He's been changing people's life around. They know his strength already. So what is the point talking about his strength again? It's just like those old records that repeat. There's no point. Rather talk about your weakness. Because when you talk about your weakness, people will understand how far you have come. Amen? That's one of the reasons why boasting in weakness becomes strength. And that's what Paul does so well. He boasts about his weaknesses. I want us to apply this to our own lives. If I ask you here, I know about myself, I personally can't stand people who boast. I listen to them, but I can't stand them. I listen, and then I just go away jejeli. I don't have to say anything. There is no reason for me to tell him that he's boasting. I just go away. But I'll go and pray for him. You understand me? I can't stand people who boast. So, when people have that habit of boasting about their strength, you find people tend to avoid them. Amen? But people who boast in their weaknesses, you will see people will move close to them. Because why? Why do people move close to people who boast in their weaknesses? Because they also know their own weaknesses. Right? And now, with this person boasting in his weakness, they know that he's not going to look down on them. I can relate with this one. This one is okay for me. But people who boast in their strengths, you want to completely stay away from them because you believe you are inferior to them. And you may not be inferior to them, but because that's the way they come across, you think you are inferior to them. So I want us today, let me just round this up. I want us today to do this. Let's do some introspection and see how we can change our lives for the better in how we act, in how we talk. Is there an area of your life that you strictly wonder what it will be like without you? That's trying to boast in your strength. Is there an area you feel tempted to find your strength and security in? What time of trial has God used to show you your weakness? In those times of trial, did you grow your dependence on him? Or did you just come out of the trial believing that you are weak forever? Every time you go through trials and you grow your dependence on God, you are improving your strength. Amen? So, boasting in your weakness is a way to get strength from the Lord. Because boasting in your weakness is a sign of humility. And people who are humble get their prayers answered. Learn to boast in your weakness because it keeps you humble. And when you are humble, God will answer your prayers. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the teachings of God's Word from Christ International Community Church. For further inquiries, please visit our website at www.cicciohio.org. God richly bless you.